If we were comic book characters, we'd be members of the Justice League, and today we are discussing what is happening, meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom. And we've exposed that the Legion of Doom here is, in fact, a rather enormous list of incestuous scumbaggery corporations who have copious quantities of capacity to print money out of nothing and just make up the world's currency and control everybody's economic viability. Oh my goodness. What happens when these people get exposed? Once all of their lies fall on the floor and there ain't nothing left? Well, I certainly hope I live to see that day anyway. Richard, what's your assessment of this? All right, are we basically looking at the financial arm here of the Legion of Doom?
It would certainly seem so, yeah.
Yeah.
And what I think is funny about it is, you know, all these banks make an effort to brand themselves and do their market positioning, and it's all really one bank with a bunch of different brands. It's like, which flavor of criminality would you like? Would you like your flavor to be blue with a person in the logo, or would you like it to be, you know, would you like it to have a yellow logo? It doesn't really matter.
Would you like to sell your child to the Yakuza, the Chinese Mafia, the Russian mob, or the Sicilian Mafia? Okay, who do you want to sell your daughter to? And you're like, well, ultimately, I wouldn't want to sell her to any gangsters, bro. And go, well, I'm sorry. This is an offer you can't refuse. Your daughter, of course, being your country, being sold out to all of these horrific scum who, as far as I'm concerned, look like just, yeah, some kind of incredibly nasty manifestation of scumbaggery, the likes of which has taken goodness knows how many hundreds of years and many, many secret meetings in order to pull this kind of a scam off. This is remarkably complex in terms of just having enough of a scheme whereby you can indeed own the whole world using all corporations that just own each other, you know, left, right, and center, absolutely no holds barred. They own everything. You can't actually get away from it. All these little companies and things that you've been getting your loans off, that your governments have been talking to and doing deals with and everything of that nature, hundreds of different names and faces and logos, and they're all owned by the exact same group of scum. Holy crap.